If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Just when you think you cannot love Representative Maxine Waters anymore, she just tweeted, "Trump, you are a disgrace, you are a liar, and a national embarrassment who has defied our Constitution. You and Sessions need to hit the road."
Hit the road,
Jack. She just got a standing ovation at the MTV Movie Awards this past weekend. She walked out on stage with Diana Ross's daughter,
Tracy.
She's used to it. We need to give her a rock star cheers. Resistance superstar, the very honorable Representative Maxine Waters of the great state of California. Good morning, Representative.
Morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I can't believe you're still talking to me. You're such a rock star these days.
Are you kidding? Let me tell you, we've got work to do. Each day brings us closer and closer to what we know we've got to do, and let's keep fighting.
Yeah. Congresswoman, I was saying that this is why, I mean, you're becoming such a fierce voice in this resistance, because we have passed the time for this polite punditry and both sides do it. I was on CNN Headline News yesterday, and it is hard to, what do you say about this Comey story other than the president is a pathological liar, he is a lunatic, and everybody knows it? I mean, how do you have a conversation without that, starting with that?
Well, let's say you're absolutely right in your description of him, and that matches my description of him and increasingly others. You know, the establishment is very slow. They're late in getting in on what has been happening with his connection to Russia and the Kremlin and Putin. And so, you know, we've got to make sure that we point out that what he did in the firing of Comey was obstruction of justice.
Thank you.
That what he is intending to do is to try to put an end to this investigation. We cannot let this moment pass. The American people need to be outraged about this president and what he's doing. We've got to put more fire under the members of Congress.
Thank you. I said this is no time for weak tea. You know, we got to bring the pain. They're talking about, obviously, you know, using basically the nuclear option in the Senate to stop anything from happening until we get an independent counsel. I mean, I don't you think so? I feel like, you know, I said on TV yesterday, Congresswoman, this is not a time for, you know, oh, it's a republic. Here's people from both sides. This is an American thing, isn't it?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I'm so disappointed in the House with Nunes and what he did. I mean, that's not credible. And then I was hoping that the Senate was going to do better, but they haven't even hired the people that they need and put the resources into an investigation. We've got to have an independent commission. We've got to have an independent prosecutor, and we've got to keep pushing for it.
Congresswoman, as usual, this Comey, even for you, the last 24-hour news cycle has to be really kind of unbelievable, doesn't it? It is. I mean, nothing they do passes the laugh test. Obviously, almost everything they've said has proven to be completely untrue within 24 hours, right?
Yeah, it is. And what's so interesting about all of this president is so bold, so brazen, and perhaps even stupid about government, no respect for it, and so he had the audacity in the middle of this investigation to fire Comey and then try to put it on the Democrats.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and obviously, I'm sure you've seen the Washington Post piece already, this ridiculous thing that he put in that Comey told him three times he's not under investigation. That's already, they said this is not accurate, which, you know, you and I could have surmise from the fact that Donald Trump said it, right? I mean, it's just the fact that obviously Comey just asked for more resources and more money for the investigation.
He sure did. He asked for more resources, and it's right after he did that to expand the investigation that he got fired. That business of he was told three times that he's not under investigation is just some self-serving BS. And it's so obvious that he would try to pull that over everybody and think we would believe that and think the American public would believe that. This man has got to go.
Yeah, he has to go. Well, you know, and he was supposed to testify today. The timing of all of this is just so ridiculous. And you know, that even to have the Justice Department try to say, oh, no, that's not true, that he asked for more money and resources. He testified to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Like, I mean, are they trying to say that all these senators lied and that Comey lied to the Senate Intelligence Committee?
Yes. He did testify that he needed more money, more resources. And for them to try to deny that in the face of the record that shows it is absolutely outrageous. But so much about him and this administration is outrageous, unbelievable, surreal. And I don't know how much more the American people can take. You know, and I think that the voices, the action, the rallying, the protesting of the American people is what's going to force an independent commission and a real investigation. And so I want people to get up and show up, protest, join with us in everything that we're doing to bring this man down and out of government.
You tweeted Donald Trump should follow his FBI director out the door, hashtag no credibility. This is what you said. I remember, I'll never forget how angry you looked when you came out of that briefing with Comey. So it's not that you were a Comey fan. It is just this timing is so incredulous. And the fact that they would want us to try to believe it's because he was mean to Hillary is...
Oh, is that ridiculous or what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hillary and her emails and how the Democrats wanted him fired also. I mean, they're twisting this whole thing. And of course, we don't like what Comey did to Hillary. We think that was absolutely unreasonable, that it was 11 days out, he would come up with a new investigation while he was investigating Trump and didn't tell anybody about it. And so we were absolutely right to say that he had no credibility. But when you put it in the context of the investigation, and with this president in the middle of the investigation firing him, it's a different story altogether. Keep that investigation going. As a matter of fact, what I've said, until we can get an independent commission or independent prosecutor or something, let everybody who says they're investigating keep going, whatever it is, we can get out of them. Because I don't think even those Republicans that are protecting him and claim to be patriots, claim that they're more patriotic than anybody else, continue to stand with him when they show that he's tried to undermine our democracy with the collusion that I believe was there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and those are the latest reports that's what Comey was seeing is evidence of collusion. I mean, the fact that they would think that this is the third person that's investigating him that he's fired is not suspicious in any way. It is just incredible, isn't it?
It is absolutely incredible. Again, I don't know how long, you know, his allies and the Republicans are going to be able to stand with him, because I do know this, that with the Comey firing, that it has raised the level of consciousness and concern about it with average Americans who were not looking deeply at this and not knowing what it was all about. This has raised a level of attention and discussion on it. And so I'm pleased about that. And I see that, you know, people are now tweeting and talking about, my goodness, something's wrong with this picture. And so let's just keep fighting, Stephanie.
Well, Congresswoman, I say this every day on the show, but, you know, and this is why so many people are just so thankful to you, because the resistance is working. And you're one of those fierce leaders in this resistance that, you know, we absolutely have to keep going, because you're seeing a lot of Republican colleagues are obviously speaking out against this. Although Mitch McConnell has still said no independent prosecutor, but we just got to keep on. Right. What can we do?
We got to keep on, and thank God for you and our progressives who have the airwaves to help us to organize and to talk and to speak out. You have always been a consistent progressive leader. I appreciate you.
Aww.
I appreciate the fact that you have stood with the progressive point of view on every important issue that's confronted this country.
Oh, well, thank you, Representative. But I know Maxine Waters, and I am no Maxine Waters. but I think that it's important to say, keep calling, keep up the public pressure, because it has worked right on issue after issue. And I think you're right. They're only going to do the right thing if they are shamed into it, right? If there is such a public outcry about this.
That's absolutely true. And you referenced the standing ovation at the MTV Awards. And I want to tell you that that kind of reaction That kind of support is what's going to get us to this impeachment.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Your colleague Adam Schiff, I hear, gets a standing ovation every time he walks on stage. In fact, he tries to walk out again so he can get another one. But I mean, it is amazing, right? I mean, I love that. You know, look, Bill O'Reilly's gone. There are so many people in this resistance, and as you said, you are a strong black woman, and you will not be intimidated. That's why.
Right. You know, you can keep coming, but I'll still be standing. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. You are just the rock star of all rock stars. Representative, thank you so much. Honestly, you are just inspiring so many people, and I thank you again for all of your service, and please come back anytime.
I appreciate you, and I will anytime. I'd love to come back.
Thank you, Congresswoman. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye, Stephanie.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh my God.
I've ever been so deeply in love. I just, somebody needs to hold me for a minute.